One of these big, tall glasses, like that big.
She's
that
wide.
Oh, wider than that. Why is that door? I told her her ankle down here was bigger than my leg there.
Did you see that?
And she'd been out, and the sink was full of okra. Here's part of it.
Did you see her toes cross her, how blue they are?
Yeah.
Well, she's either kicked something when she went up there on that terrace the other day, or she's fell and meant those things. See?
You ought to see her. She ain't got on a stitch of clothes.
I don't want to see that.
That house. And
well,
I don't want to see that.
She showed me her leg from up to here. Oh, that leg is that big around.
Oh,
and it's, she's got black.
Well,
it's that big, isn't it, Louie, that black place?
Oh, it's bigger than that.
She claims her husband kicked her, but she fell. That's what happened.
She told us
that
he beat her with a pair of boots. And says, I think...
Now, back then, he may have.
She said, I think Jan beat me, too.
Who is that?
Jan is just a man that her husband runs around.
Oh.
She told us to divide that okra up and take it home with us.
Well, there's a newt's not over there yet, is he?
No. Here's that key.
Well, just leave it.
He give it to you.
Lay it in there on the cabinet.
Rita, when we got over there, the door was unlocked and Mildred was... And they're looking for her insurance papers.
Well, she can't never find them.
She can tell right where everything is and getting everything organized, her makeup kit and everything to go to the hospital. Rita says they can put her in the middle part out there.
That's where she needs to be. Need to be whipped real good first. Get her attention, you know, that's what they say about the...
Give us for lying. We both swore off of doing anything more far.
Y'all both did?
You'll always go back, though.
Y'all both did it?
Well, yeah, we'll go back. We'll swear we're not going to help her.
I've been going back for 6 years.
Both of you?
Yeah. Yeah, we both go back and help her. I've known her all her life.
She's
your granddaddy. There's a kind of a crazy streak in the whole family.
Oh,
her
really?
Grandmother went stark crazy.
Mm.
And her mother was almost off the rocker, and some of her aunts was off the rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Uncles, that's... Just about halfway between crazy and being able to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A brilliant mind, and then it always happens, you know. A brilliant mind in one respect, but then it wavers and gets off channel and just crazy as a loon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Not much you can do. Just wait, let them die someday and bury them.
Goodness, but you have a lot of trouble in between.
Oh, yeah, whole town. Creates trouble the whole street here.
My goodness.
Law enforcement, everybody.
Oh,
even not only here, but up Jonesboro. Those, she's got the sheriff and the prosecuting attorney and all of them to where they don't even want to talk to her, see?
Oh.
She's a problem.
Mm.
She is a problem.
Oh, let's see, where were... Oh, yeah, corn. The thing that grows out the top of a corn stalk.
The tassel.
And how about that stringy stuff on the ear of corn that you have to...
Silks.
Enough.
You used to smoke those as a kid. Trying
oh, you're a kid?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Every kid that grew up on the farm smoked corn silks.
Really?
Roll them like a cigarette. And I asked my neighbor over here yesterday. He had a little old torch. He's wanting me to help him get started. And I had some ears of corn out there that I'd pull off, save the seed with the shuck still on them.
Mm-hmm.
I just put this to the end of that and... The odor came out, smelled just like those old cigarettes.
It did?
And I said, did you ever smell anything like that? And he said, yes, sir. He said, when I smoked corn silks.
Oh, really?
But I didn't even like to smoke corn silks,
so
I didn't. I sure don't like tobacco.
Oh, I don't either.
Can't understand why
people... I can't understand it either. Something I've always wondered about, but I can't understand it.
And you know some... Well, this man came in here this morning.